Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
I don't know if you were with us last week or not, but last week in our Ideas Matter segment, we learned about an exciting national program, Created Equal, which uses documentary films to encourage public conversations about the changing meanings of freedom and equality in America. This week, we learn about how one local organization is using these films to discuss these ideas in the Capital Region. This Saturday at 2 p.m., the Schenectady Historical Society is presenting a screening of the film Freedom Riders, an inside look at a pivotal moment in the civil rights struggle when a brave band of activists challenged segregation in the Deep South. A discussion of the film will be led by Ibram Kendi, the assistant professor of Africana Studies at the State University of New York at Albany. He joins us now along with Melissa Tackey, the librarian and archivist for the Schenectady County Historical Society. Melissa and Ibram, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Yes.
A delight.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again for taking part in this. So let us talk about the opportunity for you, Melissa, and for the Schenectady County Historical Society of tackling these very big ideas and themes as part of this Created Equal film series.
Well, what we really wanted to do was give people in the community the opportunity to talk about these basic themes of freedom and equality, the courage that it has taken over the years for people to stand up to oppression, brutality, and inequality, and how the many ways in which individuals and groups have fought for change, whether that be through the courts, in trying to change the laws, through direct action, through writing, speaking, you know, appealing to people's conscience and their humanity, and how that struggle has included people from all walks of life, rich and poor, young and old, black and white, people from, all across the spectrum of America's diverse population.
So you'll be showing the film, and a discussion will take place. And before we talk to Ibram about some of the things that will be discussed, this kind of fits into all of the larger work that you're doing, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And what we've been trying to do, you know, we are in the business of telling the story of the history of Schenectady County,
right?
From the earliest European settlement through to the present day. And a lot of what we had focused on that's our broader mission, but a lot of what we had focused on in the past was very much focused on telling the stories of, you know, the rich, the prominent, the powerful, you know, the oldest Dutch families, and all of that is important. But what we've tried to do, especially in the last few years, is to broaden that, be more inclusive of the diversity in our community in terms of ethnic background, in terms of class, in terms of political points of view. And so this fits right in with our mission of exploring these issues. Although the films don't necessarily have a local focus, they touch people in our community.
All issues that we have, mm-hmm. have dealt with, including in this community, of course. Ibram Kendi is the assistant professor of Africana Studies at the State University of New York at Albany, and we'll be discussing the film at this event that takes place on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And Ibram, I'm curious as to, in looking at Freedom Riders, of ultimately the aspects of the film that you think are important to discuss.
Well, I mean, I think it's one of the most incredible stories of the civil rights movement, and it's a story in which a group of young people, mostly young people, black and white, decided to use an old tactic that had been used in 1947, in which CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, sought to desegregate the facilities, the bus facilities in the South, through simply riding through the South and getting off of the bus and using the restrooms and seeking to buy tickets. And strategically, they felt that interracial sort of show of activism would propel not only people in the South, but people all over the nation to really get a sense of the deep wrongs of segregation. And so they use this very old tactic, but at the same time with new faces in 1961. And it worked. The Southern bus system, as we know it, was largely desegregated in 1961. So I'm really interested. I'm a scholar of student activism and the activism of youth. And so I'm really interested in looking at the tactics that these young people used to bring about justice. And you know, I hope to sort of flesh that out, you know, as we discuss the film. I don't want to really get into the specifics of the tactics because I want to encourage people to come out and see the film and so we can really discuss it. But, you know, I'm very interested in the tactics that were used.
When it comes to these issues and what people, because so much of what you're doing is wanting to hear from people and have open a dialogue and a discussion, and I understand not wanting to point that in any one direction over another, but when you think of things that haven't been discussed, what do you believe that we should be discussing, issues that we should be talking about, and still to this day have open dialogues about?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to thank Melissa and Historical Society for not only showing these films, but also having dialogue around these films. These are some powerful films with which, if they're left, you know, spoken about, then the power won't really be able to show through. So I just want to first of all thank her for showing these films and for discussing them. But you know, to your question, I think just the idea that a group of people, a group of common people, can bring about change. That, you know, people sitting in their dorm rooms, people sitting in their homes who are talking about injustice can actually bring about change citywide, countywide, statewide, or, you know, across the nation. And I think that, you know, we, you know, even in our time, we get lost. We lose the fact that that's essentially what happened during this period, that these were not presidents and governors and mayors and leaders, you know, of particular organizations. These were everyday people. And so I hope that message comes across, you know, when we discuss, you know, this film, and I'm sure it's probably already been talked about in the discussions of the other films.
And then Melissa, of bringing this out and bringing it to, not really bringing it out, but to focus in on how Schenectady becomes a part of this, and to have that discussion as well is important and
absolutely
and a wonderful opportunity through films and this project.
Absolutely, and you know, I would especially welcome people who had direct experience with the civil rights movement here in our local area to come and tell their stories and participate in this discussion. We've, in the process of showing these films, you know, people do appreciate seeing these films in community with other people and having the opportunity to talk about them. And people have been in the first three films in the series very, very moved by the fact that these are everyday people who made a huge difference in American life and in American history. And people have shared a lot about coming face to face with their own ignorance, thinking that, say, for example, they knew about the history of segregation and then finding out more through some of the films, seeing gaps in what they knew, talking about being raised with racism, connecting issues that we're looking at in the past, you know, starting with the film The Abolitionists, connecting those issues to the modern day, you know, people sharing their personal stories and family stories about experiences with segregation, interracial relationships, and those sorts of things. And it's been very powerful, and I hope has stimulated discussions in other places. There was a film where, when we were screening Slavery by Another Name, and a woman had shared that her father had grown up in the South and had moved north, and she was very, very moved by the film, and she said, you know, he always said that he would never go back to live in the South. He might go visit relatives, but he would never go back to live. And she said that he never talked about his experiences, and that after seeing this film, she's like, I'm going to ask him about that. I'm going to ask him to share some stories about things that he experienced and that people in the family, friends, relatives, what they might have experienced. So hopefully it's stimulating dialogue, not only for the people who come to attend the films, but also with their families, their friends.
So there have been some wonderful ideas and questions that have been raised through your prior conversations.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's that seems very rewarding. It seems like it would be very rewarding to have those dialogues taking place.
Oh, absolutely. And just for me, as the librarian, to see people coming in and having these conversations is a great joy. But the people who come and participate, you know, normally when we have programming, people come and they say, oh, that was great, thank you, and shake my hand and all that.
Yeah.
But people are very moved when they're leaving these discussions, and people express to me, you know, how much they really value this experience. And I think it touches people personally in a way that maybe other programming
sure.
hasn't to that degree.
And Abram, as a scholar, it must be fascinating for you to sort of see a bit of a changing of the tide of people willing to talk and to share their experiences and to welcome new information.
Well, certainly. I mean, it's something that I try to engineer in my classrooms at SUNY Albany, and it's something that I'm sure scholars, intellectuals of all stripes, in many different positions, seek to engineer, you know, in community classrooms. And so hopefully we'll have a community classroom on Saturday in which we could dialogue and talk and really flesh out our own ideas, our own experiences, you know, American ideas, American experiences, you know, because essentially those dialogues or that type of dialogue is what led to the Freedom Riders and
right.
to other civil rights campaigns, people talking about what they saw, what they think, what happened to them. And, you know, so I'm always excited, you know, when people are willing to open up in a number of different ways, and hopefully people will open up and share whatever it is that they think, whether it's politically correct, politically acceptable, or politically incorrect, or politically, you know, unacceptable. I mean, what do you believe? What happened to you?
Right.
'Cause that's really the only way we can have growth, you know, as individuals and certainly as a society.
That's such a great point. A screening and discussion of Freedom Riders will take place this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Schenectady County Historical Society, located at 32 Washington Avenue in Schenectady. You can find more information on our website. We have all the information up there for you. It's wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and find out more about the screening and discussion of Freedom Riders, which will take place tomorrow, Saturday, at 2 o'clock at the Schenectady County Historical Society on Washington Avenue. Ibram Kendi and Melissa Tacky, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in the great work you're doing. I appreciate you sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.